With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Senate Republicans voting in a rare Saturday session, clearing a key procedural step as they face to pass President Trump's big bill of tax breaks by his July 4th deadline. The vote tally was 51-49 to proceed with the debate. It's still a long weekend of work to come. Senate passage could be days away. The bill would need to return to the House for more votes before it could reach the White House. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says even as Republicans pass their version of the Big Beautiful Bill this weekend, he has been keeping in close contact with House Speaker Mike Johnson.
You know, we want to make sure that we're all rowing in the same direction and that we produce a bill in the Senate that hopefully the House can take up and pass and put on the president's desk.
President Trump is remaining in Washington over the weekend.
As congressional Republicans race to finalize the president's tax and spending cut bill, the president is staying at the White House this weekend to help get it across the finish line.
We'll deliver a record tax cut, a record spending cut, a record investment in border security.
Over the past week, GOP senators have been working through a list of difficult issues, including Medicaid health care cuts. They need those reductions in order to pay for tax breaks. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Foreign policy expert Dan Senor says since it launched the October 7th Hamas attack in 2023, Iran now finds itself with no conventional military force it can use against Israel.
It's relied on a proxy system of all these proxies, Hezbollah, the Houthis, Hamas, satellite states like the Assad regime in Syria. All of those are gone or severely weakened.
U.S. military says it's killed one of the founders of Hamas, Haqqam Muhammad Asalisa has been taken out in an airstrike. He was the orchestrator of the October 7th attack in Israel. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. New York City Pride is running out of cash. Michael Harrington explains.
The organization that runs the Big Apple's notorious gay pride parade says it's short about $750,000 for the June 29th event because sponsors have pulled out. About 25% of NYC Pride's corporate benefactors have quit, including Pepsi, Nissan, and Target. It's all part of the sudden death of woke capitalism, which has seen big firms pull their support for the LGBT agenda amidst a surge of complaints from consumers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Democratic Party has built up a big fundraising advantage in the gubernatorial and legislative races in Virginia. Democrats who already control the legislature are hoping to keep or expand their thin majority and amend the state's constitution to enshrine both abortion and gay marriage. Virginia is one of two states, along with New Jersey, that host statewide elections in the year off, the expected results to be foreshadowing in 2026 midterms. This is SRN News. SpaceX launched the first of a scheduled two Starlink missions in the pre-dawn hours of Saturday morning. A Falcon 9 rocket carrying 27 of the broadband internet satellites lifted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida.
Earlier this month at an Axiom News conference, Flight Commander and American Peggy Whitson said one experiment they'd be conducting is on diabetes.
A person with diabetes can't fly in space because it's disqualifying and not considered to be safe because we wouldn't know how their bodies would respond. And so if we have the appropriate technology to monitor the individuals, we feel that, you know, we can open up that door and that path for a lot of folks in the world and just open up space a little bit more.
I'm Donna Water.
Saturday's liftoff came 2 weeks late because of space station leak concerns. Besides Whitson, the crew includes astronauts from India, Hungary, and Poland. The astronauts due to arrive later this morning. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.